From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. According to a post on the Hobbs High School Facebook page, students will resume a regular class schedule of in-person learning beginning today. The New Mexico Public Education Department on Wednesday approved the school's plan to close buildings for deep cleaning on Tuesday night and all day Wednesday, following 4 positive COVID rapid response results. The high school students will once again be required to complete a health check via the RUVNA application and display a QR code before being admitted into any school buildings. All students and staff are required to wear masks. Carc One, a daycare facility in Carlsbad, was recently rescued from closure by an anonymous donor. Spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner elaborates.
Carc One isn't just a daycare. It's a very, very high quality, excellent facility. And so the parents were obviously heartbroken about it. And then this anonymous donor stepped forward, made a very significant contribution. And so it's going to stay open now.
The City of Lovington, the New Mexico Department of Transportation, and Constructors, Inc. met with Lovington downtown merchants on Wednesday regarding the impending 2-year road construction through downtown Lovington. Lovington Mayor Dave Trujillo said communication with merchants will be the key during inconvenient times.
Communication. That's our goal, and support our local retailers on Main Street 100% with this project.
Deanne Kimbrough, who owns 2 businesses downtown and leases space to 7 other businesses there, hopes that communications with them will help them with
traffic coming into our businesses and to make sure that our businesses that we have leased out to are going to be able to sustain and open and have access to their buildings.
The construction project is slated to begin next week. 39-year-old Amber Kerr of Roswell faces federal drug charges after she was pulled over by Chaffetz County Metro Narcotics Task Force agents on Sunday. Kerr was allegedly in possession of 1,000 fentanyl pills, heroin, and a firearm, that according to a news release. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.